This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On today's show, we hear from a three-piece band with their own witch-gazing genre. Based out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, this somewhat rock trio is set to release a full-length album this winter and shares with us how music came to be a part of their lives. Stick around to hear part of this band's set from a performance at Ed's No Name Bar in Winona.
I'm Annie, I play the drums.
I'm Sarah Rose, I play guitar and sing.
I'm Sarah and I play bass.
All right, and where are you guys from?
Minneapolis.
We're called Is.
And where did that come from?
No one's really sure. We've come up with a few different stories to make up an answer for that question, but it kind of was right out of thin air. But you got to make sure there's a slash in between the is, because it's not ISIS.
We just want to be as off the grid as possible and make it hard to Google us.
I guess if I asked where to find you, you would say...
Dark Side of the Moon.
So when did you guys start playing together?
I think we just turned two this summer.
Yeah. Two?
With this formation of the band, we've been together since, what, June or July? Yeah. Annie is our third drummer.
But it's always been you two?
Yeah.
What would you describe your sound as, if you had to?
We invented a genre called witch gaze, and that genre that we invented is what we are.
Okay, that makes sense. And what should someone expect when coming to see one of your shows?
A lot of hair, noisy pop songs, well-written pop songs. Sarah writes them, I don't.
That kind of leads me to my next question, which is, what's your creative process like?
Usually I work on a song on my acoustic guitar alone in my room, and then I bring it to practice, and they all help me turn it into a real song. It's kind of like I have the main idea, but the other girls help me turn it into a real thing.
Okay, and where do your ideas come from? Anything specific?
Cats.
I've written a couple songs about my cat. Some songs are about me, some songs about friends I know.
Frida Kahlo.
I just wrote a song about Frida Kahlo because I was sick of writing about me and my friends, so I was trying to think of someone else to write about, and she came to mind, and I like wrote out this song really quick, actually.
She has a lot of stuff to write about.
You know, she has a lot of stuff to write about. I've done like about 5 papers on her, so I know a lot. So yeah.
Sarah Rose once told me that she thought she was Frida Kahlo reincarnated. I don't know if you remember that conversation, but you did tell me that long ago before we started this band.
In middle school, I was convinced that I used to be Frida. I don't believe it as much as I used to, but I still appreciate her as much as I used to.
It's kind of like not believing in Santa Claus anymore. Mm-hmm.
What are your shows typically like? Like, what's your typical venue, or where do you like to perform most?
I feel like that's kind of a weird question to ask right now, just because Annie Mae is kind of fresh with us. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like we've had a lot of good luck certain places, but we're still getting used to, like, we haven't really played a house party yet. And we're doing one in Milwaukee this weekend, which is going to be really fun. But, like, those are always my favorite, but we haven't done one with Annie yet. I don't know. We play Kitty Cat Club a lot in Minneapolis, and that's always really fun. I feel like the bestest intimate shows are the bestest.
And what's the most memorable show you've had so far, I guess, as a group with all three of you, or even just in the past individually?
Oh, boy.
Or the worst show, whatever.
No, we won't talk about that.
We won't talk about that.
We played a show at the Varsity not long ago, and the only person that came was this guy named Neil Weir. He's a producer in Minneapolis. He sort of invented us. I have fond memories of that show. We sounded good there. Also, the Turf Club is a really good place to play. That's in St. Paul. We did a tour last fall with our old drummer that was, like, all of those shows were just ridiculous and made no sense, and that's, like, whenever anyone's like, what's the most memorable show, I just think about, like, that month on the road where, like, all those shows were just so weird.
Mm-hmm. Got to look forward to anime.
Are there any, like, times in your life that you can remember that inspired you to start playing music specifically, or was it kind of always integrated into your life?
Hanson. The Hanson Brothers.
Okay. My roommate just went to their concert, and I will not lie for her. I thought it was a joke that she pulled out these tickets, but
I mean, I've played music as long as I can remember, like, since I was 11. I decided I wanted to start playing. And I'm not positive, but I'm pretty sure it's when I got the Jewel CD, Pieces of You. And I wanted to know how to play the songs, so I got a guitar and learned how to play those songs and then moved on from there.
Okay. You're cooler than I thought.
We went and saw Dead Meadow this week, and it was a total flashback to me being 13 and seeing them in the main room. Mm-hmm. And that was, like, the turning moment where I realized I wanted to play music.
Okay.
And, yeah, so many years later, I see them again, and it, like, brings back all those feelings. It's, like, I don't know. That one band was just really, like, the Kickstarter.
So do you feel like you're at a good place right now, or where do you see yourself in the near future or far future?
We're, like, halfway done with a full-length right now, and so that I would love for that to be out sometime this winter, and I'd love to do another, like, long tour at some point this winter. Just keep going. It seems like whenever we release something, people are really into it, mm-hmm. so I'm really excited to do this full-length because I'm excited to see what people think about it.
Yeah, we only have one EP and one 7-inch out, which is 6 songs, you know, published, so to speak, but we have many more that need to be so.
What do you guys think about the recording process versus just playing live? Do you have a preference, or do you just like using the two mediums?
I prefer being in the... I mean, I consider them to be very different things, but if I were to say what I enjoy more, I really enjoy being in the studio and getting down into it and figuring out how sounds work is really exciting for me. And if you listen to our recorded stuff, like... I don't know if it's obvious for every listener, but I think that there's a lot to hear that can't necessarily always be executed live accurately.
I feel like I like live shows the best because it's so immediate, because I get really impatient. Like, we've been working on this record for, like, 6 months almost, and I'm just really impatient. I want people to hear it, and so live shows, it's like they're hearing it automatically. So, yeah, instant feedback, exactly. They're both fun, but I feel like live shows are more satisfying in a way.
I haven't recorded with Is yet, but I can only imagine that I'd like live shows more.
Have you had any embarrassing moments on stage before? Sometimes I get good stories out of this, sometimes I don't. But
I don't think with this band.
I feel like anything that's embarrassing is less embarrassing and more hilarious to us. Mm-hmm. Like, whenever we are in a weird situation, we all think it's hilarious, so.
Good sense of humor.
Yeah.
Do you have any musical pet peeves? Like, things that just really bother you about playing music from other people?
Laptops on stage.
When people reference the song they're singing in the song. Oh. That drives me nuts.
How does that happen?
Like, you know, they're like, oh, I'm singing a song right now. And you're like, oh, I know that. Shut up.
If it's all digital, I'm just kind of like, ugh, this isn't fun to watch you play that laptop.
Yeah, not really. Not a performance.
Right.
As much as,
right.
Yeah.
Do you name your instruments?
No. Now I want to.
When I first got my guitar, I called it Butterbean for the day, but then it kind of faded away.
Annie Mae writes her name on all of her drum parts.
That's true.
Well, you don't want to lose them.
Yeah, I don't want to lose them. They're expensive. Yeah.
Is there anything else you guys would like to add?
Keep an ear out for our new full-length coming out sometime when it's freezing here, and hopefully it'll bring the sunshine to your winter.
How do we find out about it?
You can't Google it.
You can't Google it. If you look it up on Facebook and make sure there's a slash in between the is. I'm pretty sure you can find it.
Well, thanks, guys, for sitting and interviewing with me.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks. We'll be right back.
Was the way for you. like feeling in there, yeah. Too about to live it out, okay. And missing you, it always makes me wonder for is.
Your name and what to say, forgot your name. Is or is.
Again to the members of Is for sitting down and interviewing with me. More information on this band can be found on their Facebook page, Is/Is.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.